NWFL for round one, which, can you believe it, starts tomorrow. Kim, welcome back, and thanks again for your input for the season ahead.
No problem at all, and welcome back, Lee.
Okay, let's have a look at the game set down for tomorrow, 3-all. And the first one is at Dial Park in Penguin. It's the side that just fell short of the competition's showpiece in the grand final last week, just going down last year, going down to Devonport. The Penguin 2 Blues up against the Burnie Dockers, who have a new coach and a new leadership group.
Yes, and Penguin will be at home to the Dockers, eager to move on from last year's grand final, where they were narrowly beaten by the Magpies. The two Blues have named a strong squad first up and have included speedster Jack Rand from East Devonport, and former D forward Damon Smith, who has returned to the club after a two-year absence. Burnie, under the guidance of new coach Andrew Lee, have kept their team largely intact, with star veterans Nick McKenna, Harry Walters and Rudy Barrett electing to continue their respective careers with the Dockers. The pivotal key to victory in this Clash Lee will be the battle of the midfield, with Penguins Maverick Weller, Luke Russell, Jay Van Essen and Luke Viney opposed to Dylan Smith, Joshua Murray, Reece Bourne and dual Bulldog medalist Bailey Bogue. Both teams are well endowed in the forward half, with Burnie pair Harry Walters and Rudy Barrett always prominent around goal, while the two Blues will again rely on Jack Templeton and Joel O'Donnell and their supremacy in the air. Now, the result of this game may well go to the wire, particularly if Jack Templeton can be contained by Dockers pair Nick Delante or Nick Hearn. However, at Dial Park, I'm selecting Mav Wellick as well as Penguin to start the season with a win in another close encounter there, at least.
So, Penguin to defeat Burnie tomorrow at Dial Park in Penguin. That game starts at 2:20. Moving on to the reigning premiers, and the Devonport Magpies take on a side from Circular Head. We haven't had a team from the Circular Head region since 2019, when the Circular Head Giants was withdrawn from the competition, but they've come back as the Circular Head Saints at the Devonport Oval. Their match starts at 2:20 tomorrow.
Been a three-year recess, if you've pointed out, a name and a guernsey change from the Giants to the Saints. And the Circular Head appointed the experienced Cameron Lockett to guide the return of the competition after a long pre-season, which started in early November. Now, the Saints have many names familiar to Northwest supporters, including Josh Gale, Big Tyrone Morrison, Guy Kearns, Aaron Tuxworth, and former Bulldog medalist winner Matt Elliott, who have all been all returned to their former club. Devonport will again be coached by Kurt Byard and have only made a handful of changes to their flag-winning lineup, including the addition of key defender Braden Van Buren from North Launceston. Hayden Reid also rejoins the Magpies for a season at fourth, while youngster Evan Lockwood will make his senior debut. The Circular Head Lee will hit the Devonport Oval full of enthusiasm, but it will be a hard task for the young Saints to contain the talent and experience of the Magpies. Devonport have a watertight defence, and with Nick Melbourne, Caleb Van Buren, Quade Byard and Joey Chaplin in the front half, should have the manpower to post a winning scoreline. It may take the Saints several weeks to gel and develop their game plan, but it's fantastic to have them back, Lee.
It is.
However, a monumental task, first up for the Circular Head. So Magpies for me.
Yeah, welcome back to the Saints for season 2022. So you think Devonport will be too strong to defeat Circular Head Saints at the Devonport Oval tomorrow afternoon. How about this one between Wynyard and La Trobe? This is the Wynyard Football Ground tomorrow afternoon at 2:20.
Yeah, it should be a ripping game. Wynyard have returned most of their squad from last season in preparation for their clash with La Trobe. The Cats still have a star-studded forward half, with the likes of centre-half forward Connor Barling, Zane Murphy, Sharon Egger, Alan O'Sine and Zach Marshall. And coach Bo Sharman and star midfielder Callum Kabicki are also adept around goal and will keep La Trobe's defence on their toes for the four quarters. La Trobe will welcome the return of midfielder Braden Butler, who returns after a stint at Deloraine. The Demons also have arguably the competition's best ruckman in Jade Smith, who should just have the edge on the Cats' opponent, Tommy Charles. The Trobe's midfielders, Mitch Perry, Dylan Goss and veteran Rodney Coghlan, would be hoping that is the case to give the Demons the advantage in the centre clearances. The Trobe improved immensely in the latter half of last season, Lee, but on home soil, when you are hard to contain, so So Cats for me in a close one.